afternoon, planet Earth. Good afternoon to all the people of the hinterlands, those beyond the mountains, those upon the shore, those at sea, running away from stuff. Yes, to those seamen and sea captains at sea, running away from home, running away from some trouble, heading to sea with your burlap sack or your canvas thingy, and you're going to be a sailor. That's right, you're going to be a sailor. Because here in Washington State at the Scompton Hole, not far from Gronguli, not far from the regions, here in Washington State at the park, it's about 3:15 p.m. on Thursday, August the 24th, 2023. I don't know what time it is where you are. Time's getting late for everybody. Time is catching up. Time is speeding up. Your clock is broken. Your sundial is bent. Yes, your sundial's bent. There is no sense of time, but it's right around 3:15 p.m. It is, right where I'm at. Now, you may not get to this podcast till tomorrow, and here's why. Currently, I don't really have very good internet access here in the park. I have a phone I've been using, but I keep getting warned, you're using too much of the unlimited data. And it's like, well, it's unlimited data over a very limited period of time. And that is basically, we're going to punish you by giving you the worst internet access you can imagine. You weren't obedient for some reason. You've just used too much. That's okay, too. I truly didn't think I was using much. This podcast requires some edits to a few web pages. I guess I send and receive email periodically, but not that often. It requires an upload, and I guess the uploads could add up, but how they add up to the 3 gigabytes or gigabits, I think it's gigabits. That's how they get you. You think it's a byte, it's really a bit. A bit is, you know, 1/8 of a byte. And so if they only give you 3 gigabits, well, that's like having 500 megabytes, more or less, plus or minus, right? Plus or minus. Maybe it's more like having 200 or 300, but the point is, you get to those bits fast, and then you have to, like, I don't know, wait in the corner with the other ghosts of internet past. Wait with MySpace. Wait with Napster. Wait with that one page you really, really loved, but now it's gone. Everything is gone, my friends. I still see a lot of angry people, to be honest with you. I do. I'm seeing a lot of angry people where I'm at. If you want a point of reference, it's more or less the peninsula, right around Port Angeles. And to be honest with you, I'm seeing a lot of angry people. A lot of angry people at the park, at the Walmart, angry and frantic, as if they're running away from something and not towards anything. It's hard to say where this comes from. Could be the general angst of the time. Could be the sense of fear among the herd. I'm going to move my laptop if that's okay. As I mumbulate, okay? Lots of reasons people could be a little bit crazy. There's that general sense of fear that the herd has, the herd of antelope. One of them gets a little scared, and then two of them get scared. And then five of them smell something's up, man. And then the herd, they decide to ramble on. So it could be that sense of fear among the herd. Or it could be that I'm projecting my own angst, my own darkness, my own place in life onto other people. That's also fair. I mean, I don't know. I saw some faces today at the Walmart, and they looked like the faces of people that wanted to pick up a baseball bat and hit somebody, but they didn't know who to hit. You know, who was going to be the person that would be the target for today? And I think it's pretty good advice to keep in mind and think about that as you go about your daily work, because, my friends, I think a lot of folks are pretty much on the frayed edge right now, and we're still kind of in normal land. Whatever principles and ethics and general inspiration they got from public school, it's more or less used up by now, my friends. They will hop, skip, and a jump. They will move quickly to all of those strange places you go to when you're at the end. They will fashion their armor out of blown-out tires. They will carry barbed wire. They'll carry 2x4s, maybe a little lead pipe, just to be cozy. That's right, baby. So that you know, I am still looking for a place to live. I'll be talking with somebody today about some of the things I'm working on, but probably the soonest I would have anything that even looks like a plan would be probably Monday. Maybe this weekend. I'm hoping I have something solid by the weekend. And when I say a plan, I can't really tell you it's going to be a good plan or a bad plan. At this point, I'd prefer to stay on the West Coast and not go to the East Coast. But beyond that, I don't have much of a plan. I have a couple possibilities I'm looking into. And maybe Saturday or Sunday, as the case may be, I'll get closer to something that looks like a plan. So maybe I'll have a plan by the end of the weekend. You never know. I'm hearing whispers about a weird festival coming up in Squim. They call it the Functus Festival. It involves the cherry wine and the chilled cheese. The old droogs of Region 344 Delta link up and throw a blast in the park near all the buildings. Downtown, they throw a party on the waterfront too. They have some kind of wretched open market where the old crones can sell their Zuz jelly and locally grown pine musk. A couple people disappeared from this particular festival a year ago. Nobody really knows what happened to them. Nobody thinks about it. Some think they rented kayaks and went west to Japan to find some kind of peace in the depths of the Pacific. Others say Juan de Fuca, Pete, swallowed them up. Pete is an old, almost dead sperm whale that has been in the Straits since the 1970s, feeding on radioactive waste and gumbo paste. He's still living on things deep below. They say if you go out into that accursed strait, out into that accursed sea, Pete will be the last thing you see. Juan de Fuca, Pete. Some old dudes were talking about the Nazis at Sherm's breakfast sandwich place. You can get a sausage McGrizzle and some depersonified potatoes and some slug juice for $1.70 scrizzle for the morning to wake you up for the wake-up call. The old dudes kept talking about how the Germans didn't know where London was. The old dudes, you know. They'd say they had these jets and rocket planes, you know. Then one of the older gentlemen on an Easy Rider scooter started getting that weird stare. He said, you know, I stormed Normandy. We linked up with some rangers near Point de Goug, not far from the ruins of that old castle, the one that was burned in 1232. There were some Germans dug in near a school, and we had that brand new armored flamethrower, the one that Patton said was great. And we set fire to that school, didn't we? Didn't we burn the school with that new style flamethrower? We fired it at the school, but the school was empty. Can you believe it? That's an amazing story. It was great news. Because the next topic among these men were women they impregnated in Berlin. They met Helga. They met Bernice at the Berlin bar. And now they've got little German babies hanging out there. Someplace in Heidelberg. Someplace maybe not far from Munich. Little German babies they left behind at the end of World War II. Isn't that poignant, my friend? Yes, indeed, the news, the local news, is amazing. The ladies were all discussing the upcoming election for Road Line Commissioner. That's the Road Line Commissioner of Clallam County. This is the person that has to drive around and make sure all the lines are straight. If there's a double line, it should only be two. If it's a single line, it should always be bright. Yes, a bunch of people are running for Road Line Commissioner this next year. Old Stevie has had the job for 5 or 6 terms. Some say the Road Line Commissioner is just really the front guy for the sheriff's secret blood dungeon near Guemes Island. Yes, some say the Road Line Commissioner is really just a dummy role, a made-up job. He counts dead raccoons. He makes sure there are lines on every road in Clallam County. But it sounds made up, doesn't it, Road Line Commissioner? It gets shady here, it gets gray, lots of edges, lots of places for the gender freaks to hide. They hide in plain sight, wearing Jovi-high clothes and looking for trace meth in a trucker bomb. They look normal most of the time until they walk up on you and they give you that stare right in your one good eye. And they look at you with the depth of a mind lost in the universe to the travails of asteroids and other types of cosmic phenomena. And then they walk away. Go away, weirdo. This is what we say. One angry space ranger at the park took a look at me. He had tattoos and a subdued outfit like he was ready to go underground in the bush. He had those glassy eyes of someone working on their abs and their pecs. He's got a YouTube channel called My Pecs. Look at my abs. I'm very fit. Take glory in my fitness. But behind that gaze is a certain other kind of sadness that you only see inside the park. That general sense of dismay when things don't add up. And yet, no amount of effort will be put forth because, like so many, our good friend here, he doesn't really want to know. He just wants the next nice-sounding lie to make him feel good. Yep, you learn a lot of stuff at the park, don't ya? The folks in spot 7... the folks in spot 7 at this particular Grinkentown Park, they're still loading their off-road road cruiser crossover electric cart. They had space for their munion pockets and their drig pool. They had a piss and poop bucket they could sit on. Out came Squeeg, Skeeth, and Vrungus, their juice holes hot from summertime tied to light. Their stomachs twisted from East Coast-style Dungeness crab cakes. They get shipped in from Tokyo. They hurriedly load their vehicle, they fill up their trailer. All of their garbage is taken care of. Their previous habitat here at the park is taken care of and ready. And they're just going to pull away. They're going to go back home to Bremerton or Puyallup or Tacoma. Maybe they're from further away. Maybe they're heading back to Portland, Oregon, in some little sleepy neighborhood that's a lot less sleepy than it used to be. They'll drive for hours. Mom and Dad won't say much. They'll ask questions about next week. What are we doing this next week? The kids will stare at their smart devices, probably doing apps that their parents wouldn't want to know about. They'll pull into the driveway and they'll unload their van and their trailer, their crossovers and their schooners. they'll get every pipe and every strig and every ball of twine out of their, you know, vehicle. And then they'll settle down for night, but mom and dad will ponder in the darkness. Do you hear it? Do you hear that ringing? Something in the distance. It's calling out to us. Do you hear those footprints? Do you feel those tremors? Something in the darkness is calling out for us. Did it follow us home? Did it follow us home while we're on the roam? And mom and dad will fall asleep. They'll fall asleep to their whiskey and their red wine. They'll fall asleep to their jazzed up jazzy on 98.1 FM. They'll fall asleep to classical and Shostakovich. They'll fall asleep and they'll dream of a place not far away where you really don't have to go anywhere to camp. You'll be camping everywhere. It's called the future. Delta 665 Gurf Realm soldiers are attacking the key points up near Port Angeles. They have been launched from the various sector and grid commanders somewhere near the Philippine Islands. They were sent here in submarine and helicopter. They were sent here to ride the horse and chase the dolphin. They're attacking key points near Port Angeles. You might see them at a bar. You might see them at a restaurant. They're really, really noisy. Be careful of them. They will go back to their submarine come the end of summer. They'll drift below the surface of the ocean to find their home once again. They'll sink so deep and peer into the strange dark corners of that bottom of the sea. They'll see themselves. They'll see you too. They'll never forget what they see. That's right. Delta 665 Gurf Realm soldiers are attacking the key points up near Port Angeles. This is news out of the peninsula that you're not going to get anywhere else because no one will report it. Hope is to be had at 78th and Richmond. Hope is to be found at 78th and Richmond, not far from Port Angeles. There's a hooker named Hope. She has a dog named Freedom. Hope can be found on that corner at 78th and Richmond. Sure, you'd say, well, Dan, I went to Google Maps and I couldn't find a 78th and Richmond in Port Angeles. Well, you don't know how to get there, buddy. You see, you don't know how to find hope because hope is hiding. Hiding in the cracks and the corners. Hiding amongst the scrumbly folk. Hiding in the shadows. Hope is on the run. Yes, indeed. Watch out for the GURF realm, folk. Look out for hope, because hope's out there still, just hard to find. Vorlian death cake is being shipped from Seattle. It's tasty and moist. It melts in your mouth. It has candied crickets and ant frosting, Vorlian death cake. There's a stench of lawnmower coming from each horrid bite, as if the person eating it had kissed the lawnmower. Yes, for years, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has promoted a company called Vorlian. Vorlian death cake is made of proteins that are indistinguishable from proteins that you might have to eat if you had no choice. Vorlian death cake is supposedly the squandered remains of forgotten hobos and other types of denizens you'll find washed up on the shore of this society. You take them and you put them into a mashing system, you descrumbulate and you debone. You skimptify the outer flesh so it's astringent, and then you apply the Borgian sauce, and you mix that with diesel, and you mix that with broken glass, and you mix in metal shavings, you have Vorlian death cake. And can you imagine having some of that food for dinner on your first date and then reaching across the table romantically and kissing that girl or guy or whatever and tasting a lawnmower? Wouldn't that be romantic, baby? If you are out there hiking, if you're out there biking, if you're in the park, if you're in the national forest, if you're in some state park, here is a flash warning. Here is some news advice. Watch out for Gerald Thrutkins. Gerald Thrutkins, he's a hiker biker. He wanders the trails. He looks for things. He is dangerous. He has a pocket knife. His life is filled with strife. Gerald Thrutkins has a dog named Bob. He's got only one eye, but it's watching you. Gerald Thrutkins has a particular crow, a black crow, that keeps watch over him. Gerald Thrutkins is often found in late summer, near the autumn time. He's often on his hiker-biker get-up. You can see the crow and the dog. You can see it all. And he's going to park near your campsite tonight. You can tell he's there by the smell. You can tell he's there by the sound. He breathes quite hard, even though he doesn't have to. And you think you're going to get to sleep because you and your girlfriend just got back from a romantic trip to the winery, and you're just going to take a little nap, and Gerald Thrudkin starts walking around your tent at 2 a.m. So be careful of Gerald. He's out there. He's a hiker-biker. Just be careful. As I said, I'm probably not going to be able to post this until tomorrow, so it is Thursday, almost 4 p.m., I guess, today, August the 24th, but this will be posted tomorrow, probably on the 25th, and you'll get it then. Like I said, I'm still in the park. I'm here until at least Tuesday of, you know... Tuesday of this week. So Thursday is today. I'm here until Tuesday. I might be here longer. I might not be. A lot of it's a question of what happens next. You know, I've got some choices to make, some calls to make. I got a lot of paperwork to fill out tomorrow for some other things. And we'll see. I mean, if the question you might have is, well, Dan, since you're in the park, you can't swear or be too loud and angry. Well, that's true. I can't. Does that make my podcast better or worse? That you have to judge that. I prefer to have the privacy to be able to yell and scream as much as I want to, but maybe that's not so great either. Who knows? I hope to come up with a way to get from here to a place that I can call safe, but I think that lots of Americans feel exactly that way right now, and I think some of them are drowning it out because they're saying to themselves, well, this next election year, Dan, I'm voting for Mr. McGibbons. And he's promising free stuff, free Grimble and free fry protein. He's promising recycled French fry grease to power our cars. He's promising everyone gets a cheeseburger on Tuesday. You get a taco on Thursday. You get a Sunday on Saturday. And you get nothing on Monday. That's right, nothing on Monday. You do what you gotta do. If you are someone that requires the belief that something magical is gonna happen in 2024 that will significantly impact your reality, I'd say go for it. I'm of the perspective that a lot of things right now look like a giant question mark. It isn't to say they aren't going to happen. It's just that it's hard for me to take seriously anybody who says, well, if you vote for this particular person, it's all going to get better. And I think probably the consequences of our decisions will be things that happen irrespective of who you vote for in 2024. That's what I would say. And I think those consequences are rolling at us, baby, rolling at us like a Thunderbird Lahar from Mount St. Helens going hundreds of miles an hour, really hot, really fast, really wet. Kind of like, you know, like my ex-girlfriend. Hot, fast, and wet. Dan, that's kind of a compliment, maybe. Thank you. All I can tell you is I'm going to hang on as long as I can. I don't believe it's going to be that easy for a lot of people to do in the not too distant future, and perhaps I'll be one of the first that goes by the wayside. And if you're asking, well, Dan, aren't you afraid of that? And it's like, no, I'm more afraid of running into the people that I expect to run into. I'm not so afraid of something happening. The thing that I often fear is to see that ugly face. Because like I said, walking around today at the Walmart, all I saw were these faces of people that seemed like they were angry about something, but they didn't know what it was. And that's right now. That's at this moment in August 2023. What do you think is going to look like in August 2024? Or even by Christmas, to be blunt. Like Black Friday, you go to the sale, they got the boxes stacked, everybody gets one until they don't. And then a fight breaks out on Thanksgiving, because that's how we do it now, right? We start Black Friday on Thanksgiving because, God forbid, we spend time with our family without thinking about blowing a ton of money. I don't know how that's going to end. If you want me to tell you, there's a version of this story where everybody ends up getting pizza pie and it's all a big surprise party and the aliens show up to give us the magical pill that takes away your ill. Maybe. It's possible. I would be careful about believing it if it does happen, because we've talked about that scenario before. But who knows? All I'm fairly certain of is whatever is happening will happen. Has happened. A lot of it we're being lied about. And it's hard to understand why. It's hard for me to believe that any of the lying is to cover up something good. Because very rarely in human history has lying covered up anything good. Before you donate to this podcast, let me just get a few things out of the way. Like I said, I'm going to do my best to podcast from here on out. But before you send me money, make sure you do the following. Take care of your own food, water, shelter. If there are people in your immediate life that need help, before you ever give a stranger on the internet money, take care of them. If you are setting aside a little bit of food for your family, just in case, make sure you include your pet, cat, dog, you know, parrot, you name it. Maybe you have a reptile. The point is, if you're thinking about what you're going to do to protect your family for a couple months if you have to, make sure you think about your pet before you give money to some random dude on the internet. And understand that no matter how dark or not dark my podcast get, at no time do I tell you run for the hills, it's the end of the world, because it's not. Yeah, human history could get really crazy for a while. So crazy that some people would say it's the end of the world. But in reality, these types of times have happened before, and they'll happen again. So it's not. But right now, there's a window of normality. You can still go to the store. You can still get fixins for a nice dinner. You can still go to a restaurant or a movie for right now. So my advice before you give a random stranger any money is also try to be happy. Do those things you keep putting off, because why put them off? You know, what are we putting off things for at this point? Some point in the future where things are normal? Good luck with that. Whatever's coming next, I don't think normal's on the menu. So don't put it off. Go have a good day. And if you've done all these things and you're a Texas billionaire and you don't have anywhere to spend your money but on a random podcaster who's talking to you from the park in Grinkentown, Washington, then you can go ahead and give me as much as you want to, Texas billionaire. I will do with that money what I tell my listeners to do, what I just told everyone to do. I'll take care of my food, my water, my shelter. I'll take care of people I love. If I had a pet, I'd make sure there was pet food for the dog, you know, just in case, right? I'll try to be happy, you know? Just as we should try. We should try to be happy, even those of us who suffer from depression. We should try. It's not always easy, but there's no reason not to try. Like I said, it's Thursday, August the 24th, 2023. It's almost 4 p.m. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. And if I don't talk to you tomorrow, have a great Friday. Go get some scrambly. Go get some fish and chips. Go travel outside the forbidden zone to have your squibbly, to be able to drink the Chablis. Go down to that new cafe off of Dinkton Street. You know the one. The one that serves freshly harvested kale bugs. The one that serves strimble. The one that serves kegget flesh. The one that serves the stuff you can scrape from the bottom of the ocean. Go forth and find the happiness you can find.